Normally when we picture dropping something into a black hole, we just expect this ultimate permanent destruction.
Right, complete annihilation. It's what we've all been taught for decades.
Exactly. You imagine this giant cosmic trash compactor or like a celestial paper shredder. You toss an object in, say, a highly classified hard drive full of secrets, and it just crosses the event horizon.
And then it gets ripped apart by infinite gravity. Spaghettification.
Yes, spaghettification. And the universe just points at the void and says, well, that's it. It's gone forever.
It's a very binary way of looking at reality, isn't it? The object exists, it crosses an invisible line, and then it's just deleted from the universal ledger.
And on some level, it's almost, I don't know, comforting. We kind of like the idea that some things can just be permanently erased.
But then you look at the research we have for today's deep dive.
Right.
We're looking at a diagnostic landscape of reality that completely flips the script on what a black hole actually is. Suddenly, that cosmic shredder doesn't exist anymore.
It's totally gone. We're looking at an absolute paradigm shift today. The sources we're diving into are moving away from standard black hole physics entirely.
We are venturing into a unified framework, one that combines some truly mind-bending concepts like existence geometry or Bjerknessjusits mathematik in the original Swedish text.
Along with prime black hole theory and conditional collapse theory. Okay, let's unpack this because the mission for us today, for you listening, is incredibly specific.
We are going to explore exactly how an external observer like an advanced AI hanging out safely in space can actually reconstruct data that fell in step by step.
We're breaking down the exact mathematical flow of the reconstruction equation. It's a four-step sequence that proves information is never truly lost.
But to even begin to understand how that AI pulls off this magic trick, we have to throw away our conventional understanding of space.
Yeah, you have to stop thinking about reality as this smooth, empty fabric where planets and stars just kind of sit around.
Right. Instead, our sources say we have to view reality as an existence field. Think of existence itself as having discrete, countable steps.
Rather than being a continuous, smooth gradient.
Exactly. And those steps are represented mathematically by prime numbers. Every fundamental state of reality maps to a prime configuration.
So low numbers mean simple geometry, like the empty space between stars.
And high numbers mean complex topology, like dense matter. Primes are essentially the allowed resonant states of existence.
So we have this massive lattice of existence built on prime numbers. Where does a black hole fit into that? I mean, if it's not a super dense ball of mass tearing a hole in space, what is it?
Well, according to existence geometry, light isn't just a particle moving through space. Light is the operator that actually shapes existence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When the density of existence rises, light bends tighter and tighter. So a black hole isn't a sinkhole made of infinitely dense mass. It's what the theory calls a mathematical singular light node.
A mathematical singular light node. Wait, so no mass is actually required to make one?
Not at all. It is pure existence curvature.
That is wild.
The density of reality gets so incredibly high in that one spot that light paths bend so sharply they loop back onto themselves.
Creating a closed, lossless mesh of information.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From our telescopes, it looks exactly like a supermassive black hole. But under the hood, structurally, it's just a closed loop of light and prime numbers,
Yeah.
a limit cycle of existence.
So if our hypothetical hard drive full of secrets is dropped into this singular light node, how do we actually get the data out?
Well,
Because standard physics says that hard drive is shredded, but in this framework, it's not shredded at all, right? It's more like it's been folded into an astronomically complex piece of origami.
that analogy captures the mechanics beautifully. The singularity isn't a drain that washes data away. It's a distributive hub.
A distributive hub.
Yeah, the data branches out into a highly tangled, multi-connected mesh. The information literally becomes the connectivity pattern of the bent light.
So the hard drive is still there. It's just been folded billions of times into a shape we can't easily read. And this is where our AI observer comes in, because obviously I don't jump into the black hole after it. That just traps me in the same loop.
And you wouldn't just program the AI to sit outside and guess the missing data either.
Well, let me ask that genuinely. Why can't the AI just brute force it? If it's a super advanced intelligence, why not just run every possible combination of data?
Because the combinations are too vast. To brute force the structural configuration of a black hole would require infinite computing power and infinite time.
Right.
Instead, the AI uses what the sources call the conditional collapse theory question path.
Okay, what is that?
It's an entirely different strategy. The AI looks at the Hawking radiation, which is essentially the very slow uncurling of those light paths leaking out over billions of years.
Okay.
And it navigates a path that minimizes entropy. It pays with work to systematically unwind the origami, step by step.
Wait, I have to push back here. If the AI is just sitting out in space, catching random bits of radiation, how does it know it's not just hallucinating the data?
That is the most critical question in the entire framework.
Like, how do we know the AI isn't just making up a coherent file to fill the gaps?
The mathematical guarantee comes from the fact that the AI is running a sequence of perfectly reversible operators. The AI isn't predicting or guessing.
It's calculating.
It continuously runs an inverse operation on the Hawking radiation. If it makes a wrong assumption, the missing data would create a consistency error.
An error in the boundary physics of the universe itself.
Exactly. The equations would literally collapse. It maintains a property called unitarity, which is the absolute preservation of information probabilities.
So it's solving for the only mathematical state that physically can exist without breaking the laws of the universe.
The AI can only proceed to the next step if the reconstruction is physically and mathematically true.
Which brings us to the actual step-by-step reconstruction. I want to walk through exactly what this AI is doing.
We should.
Because this final reconstruction equation relies on four specific, perfectly reversible steps. It takes that chaotic radiation and turns it back into our hard drive.
And the very first problem the AI hits is time. Time is completely scrambled around a black hole.
Right, because the Hawking radiation the AI collects has been emitted over an unfathomable timescale.
Exactly. You might have a photon that was emitted a billion years ago, but it got caught orbiting just outside the event horizon billions of times before escaping today.
Meanwhile, another photon emitted yesterday might have shot straight out.
So the AI is catching these photons at the exact same moment, but they belong to entirely different eras. The data arrives completely out of order.
That's a huge hurdle.
It is. So the first phase is temporal realignment. Mathematically, it applies what the framework calls the S operator.
The S operator.
Yes. It applies a temporal shift, shifting the time index backward by a value of minus Tn.
So it strips away that time evolution phase.
Exactly. It scans the incoming spectrum of radiation and correlates each piece of radiation with the exact epoch that the object originally fell in.
I picture this like trying to solve a crime by looking at a highly chaotic, glitched out security camera feed.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Like the video is jumping between last year, yesterday, and 10 years ago, all in the same 5 seconds of footage. You can't make sense of the noise until you grab the dial and scrub backward to sync every single frame.
To the exact timestamp the event occurred.
Yes.
Once you sync the timeline, the data actually starts to have context.
And according to the notes, executing this temporal sync costs the AI about 5% of its total available compute power.
Right. But having the right time isn't enough. Because even if you know when the data was scrambled, the data itself is still shattered across millions of entangled pieces.
Right. Getting all the puzzle pieces from the right box doesn't help if they're tangled up with pieces from other boxes.
Which brings us to the second massive problem. Untangling the web. This is the inverse branching phase.
Using the inverse B operator.
Exactly. The inverse B operator. Remember how we established that the black hole singularity acts as a distributive hub?
Mm.
When the hard drive falls in, the intense existence curvature literally splits the information. It takes correlated photon pairs and distributes them into exponentially many entangled branches.
Spreading them across the multi-connected mesh, it's like taking a single fiber optic cable carrying our data and plugging it into a massive prism.
A prism that splinters the signal into a billion weaker threads.
Exactly, spreading out across the entire surface of the black hole, and the AI has to reverse that.
In physics, this touches on something called entanglement wedge reconstruction. The AI grabs all those scattered photon pairs and collapses them back into a single stream.
It follows those billion fiber optic threads backward through the prism.
To recreate the original solid cable, what's fascinating here is that this is a heavy lift computationally.
Yeah, our sources say this takes about 30% of the AI's compute power.
But it's doing this without losing any of the actual data.
Which is incredible to me. When you split a signal a billion times in the real world, you usually get signal degradation. You get static.
But that's where the prime numbers become essential. This entire framework is built on prime divider functions. Because reality is quantized into primes, the branching is entirely lossless.
Ah, so prime numbers are absolute.
Exactly. If a state can be split into branches, those branches can be seamlessly inverted back into their parent prime using that inverse B operator.
So there's no rounding error, no static.
None. The mathematics dictate that all probabilities must sum to one. The untangling is flawless.
Okay, so we're halfway through the reconstruction. The AI has scrubbed the timeline, it's grabbed the tangled threads of radiation and wove them back into a single data stream.
We've separated the signal from the noise.
But the data still isn't readable, is it? Because we are dealing with a mathematical singular light node. The actual geometry of the space holding the data is warped.
The geometry itself is the lock. Even with a clean signal, the data is tracing a path through a severely bent existence field.
And you cannot map flat data onto a curved surface without distortion.
Which requires the third step of the reconstruction. Existence curvature unwinding. Using the inverse B-hat operator.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. We need to physically flatten the space to actually read the data.
And this is the most computationally expensive step for our AI. It consumes 40% of its compute power.
Wow.
The black hole didn't eat the information. It trapped it geometrically by bending light into closed loops. The AI has to undo that gravitational lens.
How does the inverse B-hat operator actually do that?
It applies a mathematical negative curvature to trace those historical light paths backward along the existence gradient.
Okay, let's translate that out of the math for a second. What is the AI physically achieving here?
It is mapping the highly curved, looped space-time geometry back to flat coordinates, what physicists call the bulk space.
It literally removes the geometric trapping.
Pulling those closed loops back into straight lines.
I love this concept. It's exactly like taking a map of a city that someone has crumpled up into a dense, tight little ball.
Oh, perfect analogy.
If you try to trace a route while it's crumpled, your finger has to jump across folds, loop backwards, dive into crevices. The route makes no sense.
But the AI, in this third step, takes that crumpled map, lays it on a table, and irons it perfectly flat.
Suddenly, the geometry is undone, and the straight line is obvious again.
It's a profound way to visualize it. By using the natural gradient of existence, it perfectly reveals the original particle trajectories. It irons out the folds without tearing the paper.
Which leaves us with the fourth and final step. We have a perfectly flat map, the timeline is synced, the data is untangled, but what actually is the data at this point?
Well, we just have a bunch of abstract mathematical primes sitting on a flat space.
Right. So how does the AI turn a sheet of prime numbers back into our physical hard drive?
It requires prime and quantum reassembly. This utilizes the final 25% of the AI's compute power, the inverse F operator.
The inverse F operator.
Yes. To understand this, we have to remember that primes are the fundamental building blocks of this existence lattice. They're the only numbers that can't be divided further.
They are the mathematical atoms of reality.
So if prime numbers are the atoms, the AI needs to build molecules. It performs an inverse prime factorization.
Okay.
In quantum mechanics, complex physical states break down into fundamental basis states. The AI takes all those decoded prime factors it just ironed out, and it recombines them.
It multiplies those specific primes back together.
Exactly, to recreate the original integer values.
So by recombining the primes, it's actually rebuilding the discrete quantum numbers of the object?
Yes. By multiplying the mathematical atoms together, it outputs the exact original wave function of the object that fell in, every single quantum amplitude completely intact.
It reconstructs the physical state of the hard drive down to the subatomic level.
It rebuilds the origami shape fold by fold, until the object is whole again.
So let's look at the sheer scale of this journey. The AI catches the slow leak of Hawking radiation. First, it syncs the time.
Using the S operator.
Second, it untangles the fragmented photon pairs back into a single stream.
The inverse B operator.
Third, it irons out the crumpled space so the light paths are straight.
The inverse B-hat operator.
And fourth, it multiplies the fundamental prime building blocks together to recreate the physical quantum state. The inverse F operator.
And out pops our perfectly preserved hard drive. It is a deterministic, flawless inverse trajectory. Not a single bit of information is lost.
Okay, seeing all the mechanics laid out like that is incredible, but I have to ask the ultimate why question.
Go for it.
We see how the AI does it, but why is the black hole forced to let this equation work?
That's the big one.
If a black hole is this terrifying singularity of immense power, why can't it just say, you know what, I'm actually going to destroy the data, good luck finding your primes, why does a black hole lose?
That gets to the very core of why this framework is revolutionary. It comes down to a concept of economic necessity within the universe's mathematical laws.
Economic necessity.
The sources call it the stationary reversibility axiom.
The stationary reversibility axiom. Break that down for me.
In this framework, Information preservation isn't just a polite suggestion. It is a strict mathematical boundary condition. It mandates that existence cannot be created out of nothing, and it cannot be completely destroyed to nothing.
It can only be redistributed.
Exactly.
So how does that stop the black hole from hitting the delete key on our hard drive?
Think about what deletion actually requires mathematically. If the black hole attempted to truly erase the information, it would leave a mathematical gap in reality.
Oh, I see.
To cover that gap and maintain the balance of the universe, the black hole would have to create a massive amount of new, fake information to replace it.
And creating new information requires energy.
An impossible amount of energy.
Yeah.
The system simply cannot compute an erasure path without violating its own work energy threshold.
It would literally cost more energy than the black hole possesses to genuinely delete the data.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean? The black hole essentially traps the object. It folds the origami perfectly into that dense little ball, but to actually throw the origami in the fire,
it costs too much computational energy. It literally violates the operating rules of the existence field.
The black hole is trapped by its own efficiency.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, preserving the information, even in a highly scrambled state, is mathematically cheaper.
It requires significantly less compute work for the universe to store the data in a tangled mess than it does to delete it.
It's the path of least resistance. The outside universe, our AI observer, can always reconstruct the data simply because the black hole couldn't afford the energy bill to destroy it.
Unitarity wins by sheer geometric necessity.
If a local black hole tried to create a global consistency error by deleting data, the universe's math just wouldn't compute. Erasure is literally an empty operation.
And that is why the AI's question path converges so perfectly.
Exactly. The AI's success relies on the universe remaining mathematically sound.
So to bring this all together for you listening, what an absolute journey this deep dive has been. We started with the old school view of a black hole as a dark, destructive trash can.
And we've learned that if you view reality as a scalar existence field mapped by prime numbers, black holes are just extreme bends in that field.
Mass-free, singular light nodes that just fold information up really, really tightly.
The singularity isn't a breakdown of physics at all. Mm-hmm. It is simply the maximum connectivity state of existence geometry.
Lost information is never actually lost. It's just topologically woven into bent light. And we now know it is systematically recoverable.
By an external observer using that four-step mathematical flow.
You sync the scrambled time, you untangle the fragmented data, you iron out the bent light, and you recombine the atomic primes to perfectly rebuild the quantum state.
A flawless reconstruction dictated by the economic necessity of the universe. It forces us to entirely rethink what information is.
Which leaves me with one final, frankly overwhelming thought for you to ponder today.
Oh boy.
If a black hole, historically considered the most extreme chaotic object in the cosmos, is ultimately just a dynamic mathematical limit cycle, a complex geometric puzzle that an advanced AI can completely reverse by tracing prime numbers and ironing out light, could the entirety of the universe itself be one massive, reversible encryption algorithm?
That's a huge thought.
And if the universe is just an encryption algorithm governed by primes and existence geometry, what happens if we find the prime key to decrypt the fundamental space around us right now? What kind of origami is our universe hiding in plain sight? Something to mull over. Until next time.